USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mexico is right now doing more for the United States on illegal immigration and all of the problems of crime and other problems on the border than the Democrats.
President Trump today, during a joint news conference, when asked about immigration with the president of Poland, the president continues,
"We can solve our problem on the border in 15 minutes if the Democrats would sit down, straighten out asylum, which is a total mess, but very uncomplicated."
Donald Trump Jr. tells reporters he had nothing to correct as he did a second closed-door interview with the Senate Intelligence Committee.
"I don't think I changed anything of what I said because there was nothing to change. I'm glad that this is finally over. We're able to put some final clarity on that, and I think the committee understands that."
Senators were interested in discussing some of the answers that Trump Jr. gave Congress in 2017. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
A new poll shows President Trump is trailing former VP Joe Biden by double digits in a 2020 potential matchup. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden, who has been clearly the Democratic frontrunner in several recent polls, also has a lead over President Trump in the latest Quinnipiac survey, 53-40%. And it shows five other Democratic contenders also leading President Trump. Among them, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, leading President Trump 51%-42%, and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts leads the president 49%-42%. The White House says the polls were wrong in 2016, and they're probably wrong again. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The bill to permanently extend funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund is moving forward in Congress. Today, the House Judiciary Committee unanimously voted for the measure. The Senate is working on a similar measure. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Recapping one of our top stories today, President Trump and the President of Poland are holding a joint news conference at the Rose Garden. The President was asked about China and tariffs.
Like a lot of countries, they subsidize those goods. We haven't had inflation. And, you know, they keep saying that the American taxpayer is paying for it. No, very little. And what it really does mean is that a lot of those companies that are in China are going to be moving back to the U.S. You have car companies, General Motors as an example, that built plants in China. Well, that doesn't work out too well when you have the tariff wall up, because now they're going to have to get through that, and they can't really get through that. So maybe they'll start building plants in the United States instead. I think that we'll end up making a deal with China. We have a very good relationship, although it's a little bit testy right now, as you would expect. I think they really have to make a deal. A lot of companies are leaving China, as you know. It's in all the reports, and they're going to Vietnam and various other places, and they're also coming to the United States to make their product because they don't want to pay the tariff. And there is no tariff if you do it in the United States. People don't realize that. You know, they say the tariff, but there is no tariff if you don't do it. You know, if you just do exactly as I say, you bring your company back to the United States.
The Stanley Cup Final is down to one final game. The Boston Bruins will host the St. Louis Blues tonight in Game 7 at TD Garden in Boston. The Bruins evened up that series by winning in St. Louis in Game 6 on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.